Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of April 2016, and this is the 345th Mole Out Loud podcast. I did hope that I would wake up more refreshed this morning than I have over the last few days, and I did. It was a really very beautiful morning, and the dawn was just breaking when I left home. It was a very red dawn, I think probably because they're doing some burning off rather than any welcome sign of rain, which of course a red sky in the morning is supposed to be predicting. We are incredibly dry here. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks since we had any rain at all, and we certainly haven't had enough for months and months. So we are really hoping for some rain. But it was a very beautiful day and quite warm. Today was 24, tomorrow is going to be 25, which is, probably about 8 degrees above usual for this time of the year. So it's been warm as well, and it was lovely to be out in it and walking. So it was a really good start to my day, and I also meditated and did some Qigong. And all three of those things, as you know, have been a bit up and down and not always part of my daily practice over the last month or so. So it was really terrific getting all those things gently done. It was none of them was remotely stressful, and it was interspersed with a cup of tea at my local cafe, where one of the people who comes for the quiz had just won the Tasmanian Photographer of the Year award for some fantastic photographs that he took in Uzbekistan. And he went to Uzbekistan because it came up in a quiz, actually. And then we started looking online at Uzbekistan because none of us knew much about it. And he was so enamored that he went there and took all these photographs. So it was rather a lovely kind of celebration of both the quiz and this great prize. The photographs are really exquisite, and I wish they were online somewhere so that I could share them with you, but I can't. Maybe late down the line when they're published, I can. After that, I have to say I lost my vision. I just forget to ask myself, I suppose, what the most important thing is to do next, what's in line with what I really want to be doing rather than what I've somehow signed up to be doing. And I remembered that there was a Q&A, online Q&A, which was part of a course that I'm doing that was on this morning. And I had, the mornings really are my writing time, and I had planned to work on the novel, and doing this Q&A was not a good idea. It went on for 2 hours, and I found it very, very draining, but somehow felt that I had to stay on till the end, that even though nobody would really know that I had gone, and there were lots of other people there, so it wasn't as if I would have been missed. There was something that made me just stay, some old pattern of, you know, never give up, and, you know, you must stick with what you've decided and so on. So that was a bit of a pity, because I ended up not getting any writing done. But I guess I learnt from that, and I'll try again tomorrow. This afternoon I had a much more fulfilling afternoon discussing play with a friend, and also the thesis, the biographical thesis that I wrote, and talking about how that might be changed into a publishable biography that has a more general appeal. And again, I realized when I was talking to her that I had sent this off because a number of people have asked me when I'm going to produce it as a book, and I've been delaying it. I know it's a big thing to undertake. And somehow sending it to her to look at took the ball out of my court and put it in hers. And so I haven't had to think about it for a while. But that really was just abnegating responsibility for it. And so it was good to talk about it. And it was quite good to have this memory of this morning in mind when we were discussing it, because I realised that it wasn't actually my plan to write this biography. I can see that it would be a good idea for it to be out there, that it's a good story, and that I've spent a lot of time producing the thesis. But I also know that it is not my main intention at the moment. So I need to have it back and acknowledge that it is going to stay probably on the shelf for a while until it feels like the right time, if it does. And I think maybe I needed both those two things to happen in the same day in order to realise that. I do hope that whatever you're working on, that you know in your bones that it is the right thing to be working on. And no matter how much energy you have put into something, or where it might go, or what other people think is a good idea, it may not be. It may not be. And maybe it's better to let things go than to continue to work on them. I know that tenacity is something that I kind of stick with as a virtue, but it's not always true. I do hope you've had a good day with your work today, and I really thank you for listening to me. As always, it's great that you're out there. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.